Exercise 4. Reflection. The Hall of Mirrors. The right-hand path. Find a place where you will be comfortable. Relax your body, your mind, and your spirit, and we will begin your fourth journey into the Shadow Realm. You close your eyes and empty your mind. You imagine that the gold and silver chain is clasped around your neck, and that the key is hanging over your heart. You imagine yourself grasping the key and holding it tightly in your hand. You feel the power of the key's energy growing stronger as you hold it. As the power of the key's energy increases, it is pulling you away from the earthly plane. You feel yourself drifting slowly downward, away from the mundane world. With every beat of your heart, you drift ever closer to the borders of the Shadow Realm. You can now see the twilight of the Shadow Realm growing more intense as you approach your domain. The twilight's magical luminescence begins to surround you, and you feel the power of the Shadow Realm growing stronger as you pass through the protective energies of its boundaries. You see the massive walls of stone that encircle the Shadow Realm and the two slowly spinning circles of power below you. You slow your descent and you hover directly over the two crystalline circles of energy and magic. The Shadow Realm looks exactly the same as it did the last time you saw it, but somehow it feels very different. Wild energies seem to be flowing freely throughout every corner of the Shadow Realm. Your presence here is somehow supercharging these energies, and you can feel an intense and powerful magical force emanating from the center of your domain. As you look down towards the center of the Shadow Realm, you see that the heart of this intense energy seems to be focused around the frame of the mirror. You also see that once again, you have visitors. The gruff-voiced old gentleman and the kind-hearted elderly woman are sitting on the white marble floor next to the soul sword. They seem to be playing some kind of a board game. Intrigued, you float down and pass through the crystalline circles to get a closer look. You now see that they are playing a game of chess. There are only two pieces left on the board, a white king and a black king. The elderly gentleman looks up at you and sighs. "Neither one of us can win this game," he says, sounding almost exasperated, "but she makes me keep playing it with her anyway." "My dear sir," the elderly woman exclaims, "you are very well aware of the reasons why we can't stop playing this game." She moves the white king to an open square on the chessboard. "She's right," he says, as he moves the black king randomly to another square. He looks up and catches your eye. "Life is not a game that can be either won or lost," he says to you. "Only played." The elderly woman smiles at the old man, takes his arm to brace herself, and gingerly rises to her feet. You see that she is wearing an old white apron that is very badly stained, its edges tattered and worn. You find yourself feeling sorry for her for having to wear such an old rag of an apron. As if she had read your mind, the old woman looks at you and says, "Don't feel sorry for me, dear. These are the stains of life. We all have them, you know. I just wear this old thing to remind me. Besides, not all of these stains are bad ones. Yes, quite a few of them make me sad when I remember, but just as many are pleasant to recall." An amused smile crosses your face as you realize the truth and wisdom within the old woman's words. She now motions for you to come closer. You go to her side, and she takes you by the arm. "Be a dear and walk me to the mirror," she begs. "I need to check my hair and makeup." Her grasp on your arm is warm and comforting. You reach over and wrap your hand over hers. Her skin is as thin as tissue paper. It feels soft and pleasing in the palm of your hand. You slowly walk with her to the mirror. As you approach the mirror, arm in arm with the old woman, you are mindful of where she is stepping. "Just as I thought," the old woman exclaims, "I'm quite the mess." You glance up at the looking glass and your breath stutters in your chest. The elderly woman's reflection reveals her to be the most beautiful, most imperious woman you have ever seen. A blazing crescent burns upon her forehead. "I am known by 10,000 names, and I have worn 10,000 faces. It is now the goddess who speaks to you. Each and every person sees the facet of me that they need to see. There are many facets to you also, and you too bear the stains of life," she says, as she takes the key hanging over your heart into her hand. The key starts glowing with powerful energies, and tiny beams of light begin to shine and dance across the shaft of the key. The elderly gentleman now walks over to you and stands at your other side. He begins to speak. "You must embrace every aspect of yourself," he says, "both the good and the bad. You must accept the stains of your life, be they light or dark." He reaches past you and takes the hand of the goddess so that they are both holding the key, and as he does, the rays of light surrounding it grow brighter and more intense. When you look up and see the old man's reflection in the mirror, you are not surprised. He is the god. He is powerful, yet inviting. Wisdom and light shine in his eyes. A symbol of the sun burns upon his chest. The god and goddess slowly open their hands. The key has been transformed into a large gemstone with thousands of facets cut into its surface. Each facet shines with its own unique ray of light. "Open your hands, my dear," the goddess says. You cup your hands and hold them open in front of you. The god and goddess place the gemstone in your palms and fold your fingers around the sparkling jewel. The gemstone feels very warm in your hands. You can feel the energies within the stone begin to move through your fingers. Your hands and arms are beginning to tingle with a sensation that you have never felt before. Suddenly, you notice that the tips of your fingers are beginning to crystallize, to sparkle with facets, just like the gemstone you hold in your hands. You look to the god and the goddess, as if asking them what is happening to you. "It's nothing to worry about," the goddess assures you. "You are merely taking on a different form for now." The voice of the god also sounds. "She is right," he says. "You are changing, but this is nothing for you to fear. But you should probably get going before the transformation is complete." The god and the goddess take you by the arms and lead you into the living waters of the looking glass of the mirror. They release their hold on your arms, and you float away from them and enter the portal of the mirror. The waters of the mirror flow around you like thick, warm honey, soothing you as you pass into them. You feel as if you are floating inside the womb of the goddess herself. The glow emanating from the gemstone in your hands begins to grow brighter, and the stone rises up until it is hovering inches above the palm of your hands. The gemstone slowly begins to spin in a prism of color and light. The shafts of light bouncing off the thousands of facets sparkle and glitter, becoming more intense with every revolution of the gemstone. You also see shafts of light are bouncing off the crystal facets that your fingertips have become. You can now feel that you are somehow absorbing the thick, warm waters of the looking glass into your body through your crystal fingertips. As the living waters enter your fingers and begin to flow inside you, you see that your hand and arms are now also becoming crystalline. You raise your arms and hands before you in wonder. Even though you are transforming into a human gemstone, you are still able to move your body with the fluidity of the living water itself. You feel the crystallizing waters flow up into your shoulders and through your chest. They cascade down through your hips and legs, transforming every inch of your body. The waters now well up and wash into your throat and over your face. They flow over your temples and forehead, and at last the living water streams through your eyes like reversed tears. You are suddenly seeing through the kaleidoscopes of the faceted crystal lenses of your new eyes. For the first time in your life, you know what it might be like to see through the eyes of deity. With your crystalline vision, you see a comet as it races past a dying star in the deepest recesses of space. You see a child as it is being born into the world, another child as it dies in its mother's arms. You see a gray-bearded old man tending a fire deep in the wilderness. You see an ocean of people as they walk the streets of a large city. You feel the loneliness and desperation of an old woman as she stares out of her window, watching life pass her by on the streets below. You see through the eyes of a young man as he gazes down upon the world from the top of a mountain. You feel the unity of life on earth, and you feel humble to be a part of the oneness of the world. The images and emotions of a thousand lives and a thousand deaths flash before your crystalline eyes, pass through your crystalline mind. The images and emotions combine into visions that are coming to you faster than you can grasp them. The emotions you feel wash over you like a mighty waterfall. To try to slow the momentum of feelings and visions, you focus your eyes and your mind on the gemstone, which is still slowly spinning and floating a few inches above your hands. But the visions keep coming, faster and faster, pouring into your crystalline eyes, filling your crystalline mind. You see that the rays of light beaming from the slowly spinning gemstone are generating the visions. You see that the visions are also being reflected onto the countless facets that cover your crystalline body. You know that you must quickly figure out some way to gain control over the visions before you are completely overwhelmed by them. You intensify your focus and concentration on the slowly spinning crystal. The crystal stops spinning, and you look deeply into a single facet on the surface of the crystal, floating just above your hands. The vision in this facet seems to freeze and hold in time, but something else happens as well. The countless other visions also seem to be slowing down, but you can feel them building into an unstoppable deluge behind the single frozen vision on the surface of the crystal. You know that it could be dangerous to hold back these visions for long. You know that you have only a few seconds of clear thought before you have to release the visions. You can feel that the energies within the facet are somehow sending the vision into your body and your mind through the beams of light emanating from the gemstone. The energies within the facet feel very familiar to you, and you quickly recognize them as being the same energies that make up the sun side of the looking glass of the mirror. You know that the looking glass of the sun side of the mirror is made up of flow energy, and that it is capable of either sending or deflecting energy. You trace the beam of light emanating from the frozen facet on the gemstone to a single crystalline facet on your arm. As you look deeply into the facet on your arm, you see that the vision is frozen within this facet as well. But the energies within the facet on your arm feel very different from the energies of the gemstone. You recognize these energies as being the same as those that make up the moon side of the looking glass of the mirror. You know that the moon side of the looking glass is made up of counterflow energy, and that it is capable of drawing energies into it. You now know that it is the counterflow energies within the facets on your crystalline body that are drawing the visions inside of you. Now you remember that you have learned how to reverse the flows of energy around you by switching your sending and receiving hands. This gives you an idea. You slowly uncup your hands, and the crystal floats away into the air above you. You cross your crystalline arms. You concentrate on the counterflow energy within the single frozen facet on your arm. Using your will and the magical skills that you have learned, you concentrate on reversing the counterflow of energy within the single crystal facet on your arm. The reverse flow slowly begins to work, and you can see and feel that the vision in the facet is being deflected. It is moving away from you. You now see that the deflected vision is still caught up in the beam of light emanating from the gemstone. The energies within the facet on the gemstone and the reversed energies within the facet on your arm are now trying to send the vision in opposite directions. This causes the gemstone to resume spinning. You can now feel the countless other visions swelling up within the facets on your crystalline body and mind. The dam is about to break. You ignore them for now as you keep the deflective energy stream of the reverse counterflow concentrated on the single vision that is caught up in the gemstone's beam of light. You can see and feel that the powerful controlling force of the flow energy is now combining with the deflective force of the reverse counterflow of energy. You release your hold on the reverse counterflow of energy, and the counterflow returns to normal. It is now working in perfect harmony with the flow energy. You can now use the power of the combined flows to guide the vision to anywhere you desire. You quickly use the force of the combined energy streams to move the vision away from the beams of light being generated by the spinning gemstone. You look at the single vision being held at bay by the combined streams of flow and counterflow. You are arrested by the wonder of what you are seeing. The single vision is no longer frozen in time. It is playing out as normal within the looking glass of a small mirror that has somehow been created within the stream of flow and counterflow energy. Not only is the vision carrying on as it should, but you can now look upon the vision without it being overwhelming to you. You have gained control over the vision. You can now use and manipulate the vision in any way you see fit. You can feel that the countless other visions are quickly building again behind the dam of your crystalline mind, so you concentrate on tapping the sum of the power within the stream of flow and counterflow energy around you. The stream quickly builds into a powerful flood and washes over the countless facets that cover your crystalline body. As the controlling power of the combined energy streams flow over each crystal facet of your body, each vision is caught up in the flood of flow and counterflow, and one by one, they begin moving away from your mind and body. You now see a very strange sight. There are now hundreds of small looking glasses floating within the powerful combined streams of flow and counterflow energy all around you. Each of these small looking glasses is reflecting a different vision. The number of looking glass visions quickly grows. There are now countless thousands of reflected visions surrounding you. Thousands more are being washed away from your crystalline body by the energy tides of the flow and counterflow. One by one, they are being added to the ever-growing ocean of looking glass visions. There seems to be no organization as to where the looking glass visions are appearing. How are you ever going to keep track of all of them? As if in silent response to your concern, the gemstone slowly floats up and into the stream of flow and counterflow energy. It hovers in the center of the ever-increasing ocean of visions. You're astonished to see that the beams of light emanating from the spinning gemstone are somehow locking onto each of the looking glass visions. The beams are connecting them together and locking them into place next to each other. The looking glass visions are being organized into a monstrously huge sphere that resembles the faceted gemstone itself. The few remaining visions are now flowing away from you and are being drawn up and locked into place by the light beams of the gemstone. You gaze upon the gigantic faceted sphere made up of looking glass visions. As before, you are held in wonder by the power and beauty you behold. You focus on a single vision on the sphere, and the vision within the looking glass is projected directly in front of you like a hologram. Fascinated by the possibilities, you take a few moments to learn what you can see and feel within the vision that is being projected in front of you. You now know that you can use the looking glass facets of the vision sphere to see, feel, and experience anything, anywhere, within the universe, at any time you desire. Something suddenly calls to you in your mind. It is time for you to return to the shadow realm. The living waters of the looking glass portal begin to drain away from your body. As the living waters leave your body and form a pool beside you, the crystal facets of your body begin transforming back to flesh and blood. The last few droplets of water drain away from your fingertips. The looking glass portal has been restored. As you begin to move toward the shimmering pool of the looking glass portal, something suddenly distracts you. The gigantic sphere of the countless visions is growing smaller. The spinning gemstone floats towards you, and as it comes closer, you see that it is returning to its former shape. It is turning back into the necklace and the key. The silver and gold necklace slides over your head, and now the key is once again hanging over your heart. The vision sphere has now grown so small that you can barely make it out in the distance. There is a sudden flash of bright light, and the vision sphere disappears altogether, almost like a UFO vanishing into the night sky. A second smaller flash of light near your chest draws your attention back to the key resting over your heart. You see that the vision sphere has shrunk down to the size of a small stone. It has embedded itself into the shaft of the key. As you take the key into the palm of your hand, you're instantly transported through the looking glass portal and back into the Shadow Realm. The first thing you see in the Shadow Realm is the old woman. She is sitting on a large wooden trunk next to the moon pool. She appears to be sewing something together with silver thread that is rising from the pool. You also see that the griffin is not only awake, but that it is resting next to the sun pool as it plays a game of chess with the elderly gentleman. Looking more closely at the board, you can see that the elderly gentleman is losing quite badly to the griffin. "I never win at this stupid game," the old man grumbles, as he lays his king on its side and concedes the game. He looks the griffin sourly in the eye and says, "Good boy, now lie down and go back to sleep." The griffin chuckles, jumps back up on top of the mirror frame, closes its eyes, and it slowly turns to stone. You now see that the old woman has hidden whatever it was she was sewing inside the chest. She closes the lid, turns the latch, then turns and looks you in the eye. "Never mind that for now," she says. "It will be safe in there until you need it." The elderly gentleman has also risen to his feet, and he and the old woman give each other a kind and loving glance. The old woman walks behind the moon pool and stands there quietly. The elderly gentleman walks behind the sun pool and does the same. He now speaks one more time. "Never forget how far you have come on your journey," he says. "Never forget what you have learned. Use your knowledge and skills wisely and humbly. Know that I will always be there for you when you need me." He closes his eyes and his skin begins to turn gray. He is transformed into a statue of a wise and powerful god. The old woman also speaks one more time. "Guard well the powerful key that hangs over your heart, my dear. The vision sphere embedded into its shaft is there for you to use whenever you need it. Use it to learn the ways of all peoples and of all magics. Pass on your teachings. Share what you have learned with all who would know the ways of power." She too closes her eyes and is transformed into a statue of a wise and powerful goddess. A gentle wind begins to blow in the Shadow Realm. Its breeze touches your forehead, and you are calmed by its presence. You are at peace with yourself. You sit down before the great mirror of promise and magic. Within the living waters of the looking glass, you can see only your own reflection, and this comforts you. You have accomplished a great deal this day. It is now time for you to leave the Shadow Realm. You grasp the key in the palm of your hand. As the key grows warm, you begin your ascent toward the waking world. You slowly drift up through the crystal circles and towards the boundaries of the Shadow Realm. You are very near the edge now, very close to the earthly plane. The key grows warmer in the palm of your hand. You cross over the boundaries of the Shadow Realm. You open your eyes and your mind to the waking world.